I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The state's 12 community colleges could become consolidated into a single school by mid-2019. The 12 campuses would remain open, but would be renamed the Connecticut Community College. The idea was sparked in part by the state's ongoing budget crisis. The plan's called Students First. It's expected to save Connecticut taxpayers about $28 million as it's rolled out over the next few years. Most of those savings would come from cutting 36 top administrative positions, three at each college. Marco Jakin runs the state's 17-college system. He led a team of college presidents, deans, and others over the last 6 months to come up with a consolidation plan.
This is a continuum of a conversation that started when I first became president back in 2015, and that was the need to look at a structure of our system that made sense moving forward, that dealt with our structural deficit that we had at the time and continues to grow as state support continues to decline.
When the Board of Regents for Higher Education discussed the plan on Thursday, many of them, including Larry DeNardis, liked the idea.
What we will do to implement your proposal will be, in my opinion, the savior of the system. The situation is that dire and is getting worse.
It's being framed as a way to offer better services to students. It would make it easier for students to apply to all campuses at once, and there wouldn't be a need to transfer credits, which right now can be a confusing process. Applying for financial aid would be streamlined. Recently, faculty and staff raised concerns about the loss of local control. Ajakian pointed out that the campuses would not be closed, and professors would still have the academic freedom to deliver courses in their own way. Programs that are unique to each campus would remain available, he said. Concerns were also raised about cutting financial aid positions, but Ajakian said that's being explored carefully. If the plan goes through, Connecticut Community College would be the fifth largest in the country. David DeRoche, WNPR News.